Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Read Casey Team podcast. This is episode number 2. You can find us online at readcaseyteam.com or on iTunes under Read Casey Team. Today is December 11th, 2015. I'm Suzanne Wells, the marketing manager, and today's podcast is about downsizing. We work with a lot of clients who are downsizing from 3,000, 4,000 square foot homes to something much smaller. And this has become a common trend that may not have been so common decades ago. Most people decided they would pay off their home and just stay there, live out their lives in their homes that they've been in for a long time. Things are different now, especially with the baby boomers. They like a more active lifestyle. They want their lives to be more manageable. And having a large home with only one or two people in it isn't something that fits with their lifestyle. So if you are thinking about downsizing anytime in the next year to two, it's a good idea to plan ahead. This is a hard process. We see a lot of people who make the decision to downsize and put their house on the market after a week or two of making that decision. And it's very difficult to thin out decades of possessions that have been in your home and pack up and move to a smaller location. Everybody has more stuff than they think they do. And when you start sorting through it, it becomes very emotional. Even more so if it's an estate and someone has died and you're having to deal with a loved one's possessions. But even if there hasn't been a death, it's still a very hard process because you're basically reviewing your whole life and deciding what you want to keep and what you want to throw away, what you want to give away, what you want to sell. So just plan for this process to take 6 to 12 months. And work on it a little bit at a time to get to your goal of being able to pack up and move to a smaller home. So why are people downsizing? The main reason we see in the real estate business is, well, actually three reasons. To make life more manageable. As folks get in their 60s and 70s, even 50s, an older home can take a lot of time and money to maintain. Some people have been in their homes 10 to 25 years, and those are the years when you're spending a lot of money on repairs, replacing appliances, big improvements around the home that cost a lot of money and take time to deal with. So people are getting to the point where they just don't want to have to deal with that. They'd rather sell their home, move to something smaller and newer, and not spend their valuable time dealing with the hassles of owning an older home. Also, in a lot of cases, we see the kids are grown and gone, and there's only two people living in a pretty large home, 3,000, 4,000 square feet. And not only is it time-consuming to keep everything up, keep it clean, maintain everything, but it's expensive as far as utility bills, your heating and cooling rooms you're not even using, you're paying property taxes on a home that you're only using a small percentage of. So when you look at it from a financial standpoint, it makes sense to move into something smaller. We also hear people complaining about yard work. It's just as you get older, these things are harder. You've got to hire someone to handle that. Taking care of trees that, you know, the limbs are getting close to the house. You've got to hire someone to come and cut that back. And, you know, even the upkeep of the outside becomes an issue and something people don't want to deal with. Another thing we see is, as you get up to retirement age, you want to travel. And it's harder to get away when you've got a home to deal with. It's just more to have to worry with when you're gone if your home is larger. So living in a smaller home or condo or even, you know, 50 over community, it's just easier to pack up and leave and go on a long trip and not have to worry about your home. Okay, so where are these folks going? We see a lot of different things here. We see a lot of folks going to senior living. Not talking about nursing homes, but these are senior living communities that are just more suited toward older folks. They don't have to do a lot of upkeep. It's an apartment or a condo style living situation. And that's very attractive to a lot of people right now. Others are going to 50 and over communities. Same reason. It's just less to maintain. And they still have their privacy and the flexibility to do what they want, but don't have the burden of keeping up a home. We see folks going to condos. That is pretty common to downsize and move to a condo. The problem is all the stuff. So that's where you've got to work at it, thinning out your stuff before you actually decide where to move. And a lot of people are just going to live closer to their grown children and grandchildren. They may move across country to live near their grandchildren because, you know, they're getting up in their years, they're missing out on things, and we do see that quite a bit. I actually just went through the downsizing process myself. I'm not quite 50 yet, but my kids are college age, and you know, I was keeping up this big house by myself as a single parent, and it just got to be overwhelming. So I decided it was time to downsize. It actually took me about a year to go through everything in my house and decide what I was going to keep or sell. And so this process is pretty emotional and pretty time consuming. So you really want to prepare for that. One of the best tips I can give you for downsizing is to try to work on it every day, a little bit at a time. And we would have a bag or a box by the back door, and it would be called, you know, our Goodwill item of the day. And everybody in the house was required to put something in there that they didn't want or use anymore. And every week we would take several boxes or bags of things to Goodwill and slowly got rid of everything in the house. We would do Craigslist curb alerts for larger things where we would just give them away, and you can just put an ad on Craigslist using your phone even, and it's just called a curb alert, and you can put furniture or you know, whatever is too big to haul away right out by the curb, and people will come get it, and you don't ever have to see them. They don't come to your door. So we did that quite a bit to get rid of the older furniture that we didn't want to take with us. So there's lots of ways to get through that. It's just, you've got to have a plan for what you're going to do with all the stuff, because it's overwhelming. And our society today, we've gotten to the point where we don't own our stuff. Our stuff owns us. We live our lives around our stuff. And more people are going towards, you know, minimalism and tiny houses and living more to have experiences rather than just stuff, because possessions are emotionally draining. When you have all that stuff around you all the time, it creates anxiety. It drains you emotionally. And we do see this with our clients that make the snap decision to downsize. They don't take the time to really think about how much they've accumulated. And you don't want to have to pay to move it. You don't want to have to deal with it. And a lot of times, sad to say, but your kids don't want your stuff. Some of these folks in their 70s and up, you know, assume that they're just going to give everything to their kids, and the kids don't want it. I'm a Gen X person myself, and just went through the same thing. And, you know, what am I going to do with it? I'm going to have to pass it down to my kids, and they're going to have to deal with it. So, unfortunately, this is what people are running into when they think they'll just give things to their kids. The kids don't want it. So with that being said, I'm going to give you some tips for downsizing to make this process a little bit easier when you actually start dealing with your stuff so you can clean out your house. A house with fewer items in it and less clutter shows better and it sells better because the buyer is looking at that thinking, you know, if it's full of clutter, they're thinking, oh my gosh, it's going to take them forever to pack all this stuff up and move. And when a home is minimal as far as furniture and possessions, it makes the whole moving process look faster and easier to the buyer. So that's what you want to think about if you're going to be putting your house on the market. So as far as 10 quick tips for downsizing. First of all, go ahead and prioritize. Write a list of all the items that you can't live without. And this is going to help you decide what to keep. Go ahead and make those decisions up front. Experts say start thinning out your belongings at least 3 months before the move. I suggest 6 months. And the real beast of this is paper. All those files you've saved, taxes from decades. You want to scan that stuff and make it electronic, figure out what you need to keep. We see a lot of homes that are just packed with boxes and boxes, even rooms full of boxes of paper. And that is the thing that slows you down when you are trying to downsize. So start that process early and give yourself 6 months to a year. Decide where you're going to go and figure out the square footage of where you're going compared to where you are now. We've seen clients move from 4,000 square foot homes to 2,000 square foot homes, and you just can't fit the same amount of possessions into that smaller space. It just becomes overwhelming during the move. So go ahead and figure out what you're going to be moving into, what kind of square footage you want, so you can then decide, determine if your furniture will fit and what you can take. Throw away what you can, recycle what you can, donate what you can. Be willing to part with things that aren't important. There's a book out now that's actually been at the number one New York Times bestseller list called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And this is all about decluttering, getting rid of things that aren't important. The author has a consulting business in Tokyo, and she helps clients basically transform their cluttered homes into homes they love. And the main thing she focuses on in this book is only keep things that make you happy. And, you know, everything in your home is not going to make you happy. So you've got to ask yourself that question before you get rid of things. Okay, number 6 on the top 10 list of items for downsizing, label everything you're packing up. Put it in bins or plastic tubs and label what is on the inside so that you can find it again. Number 7, get an objective opinion. If you can't decide whether to keep something or throw it away, ask someone you trust to help you make that decision. They're usually going to say to let it go. Number 8, if you're trying to sell your items, focus on the most expensive ones. That's going to help you move on in your life. And some antique dealers and estate sale companies won't really deal with the lower end items anyway. So focus on the expensive items. Kind of mentioned this one again, but number 9 is use floor plans to prearrange your furniture before the move. Try to figure out everything you can up front where you're going to put items in your new space before you actually move. And the last one is understand and accept that you're just going to have to let some things go. understand that, you know, life is not about stuff. I saw an interesting quote the other day that said, no matter how many possessions you have, what kind of car you drive, everyone's grave is the same size. So you can't take it with you anyway. Your objective here is to have a life that is more manageable and less weighed down with clutter and stuff. So I hope that gives you some perspective on downsizing and helps you understand that this is a process that takes time. It did not take you a month to accumulate everything in your house. It took you years or maybe even decades. And it's going to take a very focused effort to downsize so that you can move into a smaller home. We have a lot of resources for helping with the downsizing process. If you need to get in touch with an estate sale company, it used to be estate sales were just if someone had passed away, but now people are doing them sort of as downsizing sales, where they're just having a huge sale and selling as much as they can before they move. So we're glad to put you in touch with those kind of companies. We know people who do buyouts that will just come to your home and just buy whatever you want them, you know, whatever you want to put up for sale instead of having an estate sale. So there's lots of resources we can help you with if you're deciding to, you know, downsize and move on into a smaller home. So thanks for listening, and you can visit our website at readkcteam.com or give us a call anytime. Our number is 678-951-1379, and we'd love to hear from you and help you with this process. Thanks so much, and have a great day.